In this bulletin, a major shake-up recommended for Australia's superannuation industry. The EU cracks down on the use of plastics, and Sri Lankan cricket acts over match-fixing allegations. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The Productivity Commission has delivered a damning report into Australia's superannuation system. It says Australians are unnecessarily paying more than $2.5 billion in fees and insurance premiums every year on extra accounts set up when they change jobs. The number of unintended multiple accounts is estimated at 10 million. The Commission recommends Australians only be placed in a default fund when they start working for the first time and not when switching jobs. Association of Superannuation Funds Chief Executive Dr. Martin Fay says the proposed changes would transform the industry.
And what the report is recommending is that for a large amount of the superannuation money that's in the system, it's going to be allocated to a so-called best in show 10 funds, which will be selected by a government appointed committee every 4 years. So that's a really big change from what we have at the moment.
The European Union has proposed banning plastic products like cotton buds, straws, stirrers and balloon sticks to reduce rubbish spoiling beaches and oceans. The European Commission says its plan would cut in half the amount of commonly discarded marine litter. EU Vice President Frans Timmermans says under the single-use plastic ban, utensils would not be outlawed completely, but steps would be taken to have them made out of sustainable materials when possible.
We are at risk of choking our oceans in plastic, with a knock-on effect on our food chain and human health. Citizens really care about this. The Eurobarometer tells us that 87% of them are concerned about the impact of plastic pollution on the environment. It's in the air, it's in our oceans, it's in our food, and also in our bodies.
The directive will cover 70% of the marine litter found on Europe's beaches. A woman's body has been discovered at a multi-story construction site in Sydney's northwest. Police have set up a crime scene and detectives are searching the area after emergency services were called to the Gladesville building site. New South Wales police say it's not yet known if the death is suspicious or a possible accident. To sport, and two Sri Lankan cricketers and an assistant ground manager have been suspended and a criminal investigation launched over allegations of match fixing and pitch doctoring. It follows an Al Jazeera-aired documentary in which a groundsman was captured agreeing to doctor pitches in tests involving the world's top teams. The vice president of Sri Lanka cricket, Mohan De Silva, admits that the allegations are a blow to the country's cricketing reputation.
But we have taken all necessary action, to show the world that we are on top of it and that we are not encouraging, and this type of things we will not tolerate even in the past or in the future. So therefore, we will definitely ensure that whoever the officials, if they are involved in it, if they are found guilty, that we will take the necessary action against them.
To tennis, and Australian Bernard Tomic has been bundled out of the first round of the French Open, going down to 190th-ranked Argentinian Marco Trungaletti in four sets. There were no such problems for ex-world number one Novak Djokovic, who cruised through with a straight sets win over qualifier Ruggero Dutra, and still struggling with a persistent knee injury, former champion Stan Wawrinka lost a five-set battle to big-hitting Spaniard Guillermo Garcia Lopez. While in the women's draw, world number two Caroline Wozniacki overcame a slow start to beat American Danielle Collins. Well, now today's weather: Perth partly cloudy and 20 degrees. Adelaide some showers and 16. A shower or two in Melbourne, 17. Hobart rain at times and becoming windy, a top of 17. Shower or two developing in Canberra, 17 degrees. Possible late shower for Wollongong, 22. Sydney, a sunny day with a late shower or two and 23. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 23. Brisbane, a shower or two, 24. Cairns, a shower or two and 27. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett. This is SBS News.